didn't go to either one of them, so. But he was a distinguished student in economics at Harvard, was captain of their baseball team, and not only the Ivy League football player, he is a lawyer. He has had a successful business career. He served in the Rhode Island Senate for over a decade and chaired both the finance and commerce committees of that branch of our legislature. In March of 2007, shortly after he took office as general treasurer, he directed the profitable sale of over $1 billion in mortgage securities, which were then held by the state, because he felt it was an unnecessary exposure risk. And that was well in advance of what we now know has happened in that market. So that was a sound move. By the fall of 2007, when the subprime crisis came upon us, Rhode Island had been the first state to confirm to rating agencies that it had no exposure at all to the subprime-related issues. Frank Amrio, who will be our next speaker, also, because of what he did at that time, got the attention of no less than Warren Buffett. He spoke to Mr. Buffett and offered him an opportunity to come to the state of Rhode Island. And Mr. Buffett replied, "Rhode Island, here we come." So we have a very distinguished gentleman handling our money, and it's my pleasure at this point to introduce to you Frank Kelly.